I have to say, this recent legal crackdown on China's SIFFING payment platform really hits home. It's such a clear, almost visceral signal that we're witnessing a massive global shift toward dismantling those crypto-facilitated gambling rings. It's honestly a bit of a wake-up call for the whole space.
Absolutely, and the scale of it is staggering. 5 of the operators behind SIFFING just got sentenced to 3 to 6 years in prison. They were running an underground gambling network that processed roughly 2.95 billion yuan, that's about $428 million. It's a serious, highly organized operation that regulators are finally taking down.
And when you look at how it actually worked, it's fascinating in a really concerning way. The platform basically acted as a financial bridge. Users would deposit regular fiat currency, convert it straight into USDT, and then seamlessly funnel those funds over to offshore gambling sites. It was so smooth, it's almost scary.
Exactly. To keep that money trail hidden, they leaned on a highly sophisticated infrastructure. We're talking about networks of mule accounts, shell companies, and automated payment routing designed specifically to obscure where the funds were coming from and going to.
Which really brings us to USDT. It became the absolute heartbeat of this illicit ecosystem, and honestly, you can see why. The practical advantages just make it too easy to exploit.
Right. Because it's a dollar-pegged stablecoin, it offers the price stability that more volatile cryptocurrencies just don't have. That means a bettor's wager actually retains its value between the time they place it and when it settles. It removes a huge layer of financial risk for the operators.
Plus, let's not forget the speed. USDT enables these fast, round-the-clock, cross-border transfers that completely bypass traditional banking hours, hefty wire fees, and all those stringent compliance checks. It's just incredibly convenient.
And while those features are genuinely great for legitimate remittances and everyday commerce, they're also exactly what makes stablecoins so attractive to underground operators. That's why they've become such a primary target for regulatory enforcement right now.
It really highlights China's uncompromising stance on both cryptocurrency and gambling. You can feel the intensity behind these enforcement actions.
You can. Since 2021, Chinese authorities have strictly banned all crypto trading, mining, and related financial services. They view digital assets as direct threats to financial stability and potential channels for capital flight.
When you stack that on top of a long-standing prohibition on gambling, the legal risks for anyone trying to run these operations become incredibly severe. It's a double whammy.
Precisely. The prison sentences handed down to the SIFFING operators aren't just a footnote, they're a clear warning. Regulators are no longer treating crypto-facilitated gambling as a minor oversight or a regulatory gray area.
Instead, we're seeing these operations prosecuted under much heavier, serious financial crime statutes. We're talking money laundering, illegal business operations, and even cybercrime charges. The gloves are definitely off.
And the ripple effects from this case extend far beyond China's borders. It's forcing a global reckoning.
I've noticed it firsthand with legitimate cryptocurrency exchanges and payment processors. They're rapidly strengthening their Know Your Customer and anti-money laundering protocols. Nobody wants to be accidentally complicit in something like this.
That's right, and blockchain analytics firms are playing an increasingly critical role in all of this. They're tracking suspicious transaction patterns in real time, which is driving the entire industry toward much greater transparency.
For everyday users, though, this crackdown is a really important reminder. We absolutely need to vet the payment platforms we use. Services operating in those legal gray areas are facing sudden shutdowns and frozen assets left and right. It's just not worth the risk.
Ultimately, this case marks a pivotal turning point. While blockchain technology might operate outside traditional banking systems, it cannot and will not operate outside the law.
I couldn't agree more. The era of anonymous, unregulated crypto gambling is firmly closing. It's a relief to see things getting more structured.
Moving forward, the cryptocurrency industry has to adapt. It must prioritize strict compliance, integrate robust monitoring tools, and build sustainable business models capable of withstanding intensifying global regulatory scrutiny. The future is transparent or it's nothing.